Dearborn Islamic Center holds memorial mourning a year after Hezbollah chief Nasrallah's martyrdom. By Joshua Klein on September 30, 2025. A Dearborn, Michigan, Islamic Institute hosted a memorial marking 1 year since Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah's death, praising the U.S.-designated terror leader's bravery, featuring tributes to Iran's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and telling attendees the Iranian ruler is our leader. Held this past Friday at the Hadi Youth Community Center, the event marked the one-year anniversary of what organizers called Nasrallah's martyrdom and drew attendees, including parents with young children. Hezbollah is designated by the U.S. State Department as a foreign terrorist organization. Osama Abdul Ghani, described by the group as the Hadi Institute's spiritual leader and linked to the affiliated K-5 Hadi Montessori School, addressed the audience beside a framed portrait of Nasrallah during a live stream program. "This is an occasion that many of us probably never thought we would live to see," he said, repeatedly using the honorific Sayyid. "We never imagined that our Sayyid would be martyred in our lifetime, and that 1 year would have passed since his martyrdom." Abdul Ghani told attendees they had been blessed to be in the presence of one of the greatest allies of Allah, and lingered on what he called Nasrallah's virtues. "We miss his smile, his love for humanity, how he would tell us our responsibility, we miss his bravery," he said. Pivoting to Tehran, he placed the movement under Iran's ruler. "This camp, the camp of divine resistance, the camp of Hussein, is now led by our leader Imam Khamenei." He urged the crowd to treat Nasrallah's death as a call to action. "Hopefully, the martyrdom of Sayyid Nasrallah will inspire us to be like the Sayyid." He then praised Nasrallah's communication skills and claimed broad admiration. "One lesson from the Sayyid was his strength when it came to explaining the truth. Everyone loved him. Everyone." Closing with a prayerful appeal, he said, "Inshallah, we can take this one lesson from the Sayyid and be like the Sayyid, to invite to the way of our Lord." The program interspersed Abdul Ghani's remarks with video compilations of Nasrallah denouncing Israel and America, clips pledging allegiance to Khamenei, and a eulogy from the Iranian leader portraying Nasrallah as a martyred hero. The evening ended with an emotional musical tribute. The performer addressed the slain Hezbollah chief directly, "1 year ago, our hearts were shaken. 1 year ago, you were taken, O dear Sayyid Hassan. Send our salam to our master." As some in the crowd joined, "We send our salams to you. Many of us remember that day. The first news we heard was the celebration of your enemies." He repeated, "What if you were to return to us?" And added, "Oh dear, how much we miss you. You taught us the true meaning of resistance." The tribute closed with, "After many months you were buried. Your lovers and supporters came from all over the world. You were buried with dignity." According to the Middle East Media Research Institute, memory event materials billed Nasrallah as the great martyr and urged prayers for the ultimate victory of the resistance. The commemoration streamed on the Light of Guidance YouTube channel. The video was taken down by YouTube on Tuesday. Memory has documented prior Hadi Institute programs that venerated other Iran-aligned figures, including Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini and the late IRGC Quds Force Commander Qasem Soleimani. Nasrallah led Hezbollah for more than three decades, serving as a central arm of Tehran's regional strategy, before Israel killed him on September 27, 2024. Lebanon held an official funeral in February 2025. Former President Donald Trump has condemned Hezbollah, stating that no terrorist group other than Al-Qaeda has more American blood on its hands. Last year, days after Nasrallah's death, the Hadi Institute hosted a memorial where speakers mourned the perfect Hezbollah chief and accused the United States of terrorism. In April, a viral video from Dearborn, home to a large Muslim population, captured protesters chanting "Death to America and Death to Israel" during an international Al-Quds Day rally, drawing national attention and prompting renewed scrutiny of such events in the United States. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.